What's up, y'all, and welcome back to Dad Needs to Talk. I'm your host, Robert, and today, it has been a minute since I recorded, man. But today, I'm going to touch on the topic of growing in the shadows, as well as in the back half of the show, talk about some of this interesting stuff going on with gaming and some of my favorite anime that I've watched so far this season. So, before I get into all that, as always, if this is your first time here, then welcome. But if you're a returning listener and or a watcher, then welcome back. Y'all know here at Daddy's to Talk, it's all about fatherhood and family, manga, anime, TV, movies, and of course, video games. So, like I said, it has been a minute. I knew it had been at least like a couple of weeks, but I went to my YouTube studio to see the date I posted my last episode, and it said April 19th, and I'm like, it's May 15th. I'm like, has it really been almost a month? But time flies by. Life has been busy and stuff, so I'm going to go into that in a little bit. Like I said, it's been a month, and life has kept me busy, as always. I don't even know what all has happened to really even recap, but kind of just like a brief summary of my last month. Went through like a week and a half of sickness in the house. One of my daughters got a viral infection, so she had like constant fevers. Like, I think she got up to like 103 a couple of times in that period. And then it spread to some of the other kids in the house. But for the most part, everybody else maybe was out of commission for maybe like a day here or two there, whatever. My wife kind of caught part of it. It tried to get me, but I fought it off. I don't even know. Like I said, and amongst this last period of time, my wife went on a birthday trip to Chicago for a few days around the same time there's a C2E2 convention was going on, but she was there for a concert. And my son, he played basketball in Houston the week after. Soccer season for my daughters is over. And so now we're in the process of, we have like a week and some change left of school left, so we're trying to get all the end of school year stuff situated with tests and parent teacher meetings and award ceremonies and all that fun jazz, and then mapping out the upcoming summer as we get ready to transition into ninth grade for my oldest three or whatever. So it's gonna be some stuff involving some like pre-high school level preparation and stuff with that. Like I said, it's been busy just general life wise. Work wise has ramped up as well. I'm working on a very big project at work, so been pulling in some crazy hours here and there. Went into work at 5 a.m. one day, 6 a.m. the day after that, and stuff. But of course, got that approved overtime, so hey, I was working my butt off to get done what needs to get done and stuff. So, but all in all, life has been good. Watching the NBA final or NBA playoffs, I should say, with my family, as well as checking out the WNBA stuff. That's been very exciting to see that ramping up and getting more eyes and more notoriety and stuff, and seeing them getting stuff together online as well, as far as like making sure, okay, the games are getting streamed, they're posting clips on the YouTube pages and all that different stuff in between. So so all in all, like I said, life has been extremely busy, and like I said, that was a super truncated version. So busy life never slows down. That was my oldest son. He has a practicing. I'm recording this around 5 p.m. because he has a 7 to 9 p.m. practice like 45 minutes away or whatever, And so I'm like, do I want to wing it on if I'm going to have the energy to try to record late tonight, or I'm trying to squeeze it in now? So, but anyway, ever moving ball. So, but like I said, so jumping into things, like I said, today I wanted to touch on the subject of growing in the shadows. And then, like I said, the back half of the show, if I have time, I want to touch on, like I said, some of the gaming news and stuff, whatever stuff going on with the Xbox and PlayStation, as well as the official reveal of the new Assassin's Creed game, which has some corners of the internet in a tizzy. And yeah, so let's dive into the topic of growing in the shadows. So this kind of came to mind. This is something in some form or way I've kind of wanted to touch on in some form or fashion for a while. Because I kind of want to tackle this from a couple of different key points, but this conversation kind of started when I was talking with my middle son about doing things and preparing himself for opportunities in the future. And so what I mean by that is that in some sense, we don't know what opportunities and stuff might present themselves in the future, or if we have goals but we can't really attack them right now, we can always do stuff in the background while we wait or in preparation of something that might be coming down the road. And so, like I said, this started off in general just because of a conversation of, you know, he's wanted to do sports and all this stuff like his older siblings or whatever. And of course, like I mentioned before, whatever, it's just, it sucks sometimes because it's like, we just don't have the physical capacity to do, for my middle son and my baby, for Vash, for them to do a bunch of stuff, whatever, because we're pulled in different places with the oldest three or whatever. But you know, like I've mentioned before, whatever, is like, I've told him, like, hey, you know, he's in fifth grade now. I'm like, at least in a couple of years when you get to middle school, whatever, hey, you'll be able to do more stuff, whatever, because that'll be integrated with school and yada 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 or whatever. So, but I had to tell him, just because, you know, I'm telling him and I'm trying to break certain habits as far as, like, hey, keep your room in order, get, you know, do your chores and like little stuff around the house, whatever. And basically, like I'm trying to teach him, learn these habits and stuff now while you have all this free time at the moment or whatever, because once you start doing stuff, whatever, at the level that your older siblings are doing it or whatever, then you got to be able to juggle and manage your time and still make sure you're taking care of home and, you know, school responsibilities, grades and learning and stuff, whatever, on top of the athletics or any other extracurricular activities or whatever. Because I told him, I said, because for the most part, every now and then he'll go to some of the older siblings' games and events and stuff, whatever. But for the most part, because he's 11 or whatever, and he can stay home by himself a lot of times. A lot of times he just opts out, like, hey, I'll just stay home and play the game or watch TV or whatever. I don't want to go to all this stuff, whatever, which is fine. But I told him, I said, a lot of times, I said, you see on the surface your older siblings coming home with all these trophies and medals and ribbons and stuff, whatever. I said, but you don't always get to see the work and preparation that goes into them doing what they do at the level that they do it at. Because I told him, I said, it's not just the fact that they do these extra, you know, all the sports and choir and other activities or whatever, but they also do it at a above average level. Because I told him, I said, there's a baseline that most kids their age, whatever, do stuff, whatever. And then I said, your sisters are a step above that. And I said, your oldest brother is even higher as far as like the level of competition and stuff that he is in or whatever, and the circles and stuff that we are in or whatever. And so, you know, I told him, I said, and also on the flip side, I know you're eager to jump into all this stuff, whatever. I said, but enjoy the time and freedom that you have now while you have it. Because I said, while yes, you're looking up to them, whatever, I'm like, man, I wish that was me. I said, on the flip side, you get to go out and play with your friends more often and have all this downtime to play the game and yada, yada, yada. Not saying that the older ones don't do that, whatever, but, you know, they have a little bit less of it than he does. And so, like I said, that's kind of what spurred on me having this conversation, or wanting to do this topic or whatever now, cause like I said, because of those conversations I was having with him about that. And I feel like this same thought process can be applied to even myself as an adult with my job and stuff, whatever, because like I've mentioned before, the job I work at, I'm fortunate enough to work with a lot of older people, a lot of seasoned people. A lot of people that I work with in my day to day have been at my job for, you know, 10, 15, knocking on 20 years or whatever. And I get to talk to them about different life experiences, because pretty much like 98% of the people I work with or whatever, they have kids, they have grandkids. You know, some of them have done the sports and different extracurricular activities and different things of that nature or whatever. And so I can have conversations with them about life and family and stuff, whatever. And they can also impart just different life experiences and different things like that they've had onto me. But with that being said, with me in some cases being half the age with a lot of people that I work with, I know there is potential for there to be a day in the potentially not so far future where I might get more tasks and more responsibilities and stuff, whatever. And so I do the things I do now in preparation for what might be coming down the road. Now, who knows? Hey, things might change. I might end up getting an opportunity to work somewhere else, whatever, who knows. But just as far as like where I am right now and where my mind is at right now, whatever, my family life is so busy. I am in a stable and fortunate work position to where I have tons of flexibility. I get paid pretty well and things like that, to where this is the best fit for my current life situation. And so with that being said, I have learned as much as I can from different aspects of my job to position myself for the long road. Because like I've mentioned before, I work with the guy who's a few years older than me, and then I work with the older guy who is almost twice my age. He's in his early 60s or whatever, and so more than likely he might have maybe a handful of years left potentially, just going off of just traditional retirement age and stuff, whatever. And so there might be a chance or a potential day in the not so far future where he might not be working there no more. And so that'll be more things I have to take on, which I'm kind of in that situation right now, because he had a injury at work a couple months back or whatever, and he finally just had his surgery last week, and now he's out for the next month or so or whatever. So all the things that we were kind of split between us, whatever, I'm doing all of that now, whatever, which is fine because I've already been doing a lot of these things for over a year plus at this point or whatever. And so it's pretty much business as usual for me, just a hair ramped up or whatever. But it's just a chance for me to just prove myself of like, oh, okay, hey, even being down one person or whatever, Robert's able to step up and do XYZ or whatever. Okay, hey, maybe we'll give him a promotion or whatever. Or hey, God forbid, if there ever comes a day down the road and they gotta make budget cuts or whatever, it's like, okay, hey, we might have to cut one of y'all or whatever. I'm trying not to be first in line for that. Or I want to be first in line as far as when people are like, okay, hey, who are priority, like must-have people on the team, whatever, I want Robert to be top of the list. Oh yeah, nah, we need to have Robert on the team. And so like I said, just that mentality of preparing silently or whatever, and doing things outside of the spotlight. Like, everybody doesn't have to know all the moves and stuff you do to get to where you are. You can do your preparations. You can also have your successes. And of course, yes, celebrate your successes and celebrate those big moments. But you also don't always have to shout from the rooftops or be like, hey, yo, I've been studying, or I've been working in the background, I've been working out, I've been preparing whatever for this thing or whatever. It is like, no, sometimes you can just show or prove yourself through action with little words or whatever. And so, like I said, that's all part of things. Like I said, I've tried to instill in my kids, like I said, specifically with my middle son in this particular situation or whatever. Just because, and this is more like a different topic I'll go more in depth with probably some in a different episode later on or whatever. But I also kind of also the saying of preparing the shadows or whatever can also equate to preparing in the shadows of others. In the case of my youngest, my middle son, the shadows of his older siblings or whatever, because that's something that I've had to try to learn and navigate as a parent, because I was never really in this situation or whatever growing up. Because, like I said, I got five kids. You know, my sons are 15, 11, and 6. And then my twin daughters are 14. So 15, 14, 11, and 6, whatever. You know, the older three grew up together, whatever. He has a little bit of a gap, but he's like right behind them. And then Vash, you know, he has these older siblings, but he also has a big gap to where, you know, by the time Vash is a teenager or whatever, he might potentially be the only one in the house. And so he's going to get pretty much almost all attention his high school years or whatever, versus some fighting for attention, so to speak, whatever, with some of the older siblings. And like I said, for myself, I didn't have that because, like I've mentioned before, it's 13 years between me and my sister and 16 between me and my brother. So I had got maybe like a handful of years in the same house with my sister, but it's like when I was like pre-K, kindergarten, whatever, she was, you know, middle school-ish, going into high school, whatever. And then, you know, by the time I was, you know, 7, 8, 9 years old or whatever, she was grown, married, started her own family or whatever. So pretty much from the age of like 8 or 9 going forward, I was pretty much the only child in the house or whatever. And so I got all the attention, all the focus or whatever and stuff, whatever. So sometimes, like I said, it's kind of tough for me to try to put myself in the position of my kids sometimes, whatever, of them fighting for attention and time, not just from us as parents, but also from with each other or whatever and stuff. So, but yeah, so like I said, like the whole theme of, like I said, growing in the shadows can be taken in so many different directions. And like I said, I just kind of wanted to touch on that a little bit or whatever, for whichever way it might speak to you, whether, like I said, you know, as an adult, for work and just other life goals and stuff. But like I said, also, if you're somebody younger, a sibling, whatever the case may be, or just as a parent with multiple kids or whatever, and trying to juggle and position that or whatever, just know, hey, it's definitely not easy or whatever. But like I said, hopefully that's some kind of a short and quick food for thought, you know, in that regard. Okay, so I kind of got out what I wanted to say on that subject or whatever fairly quickly, quicker than I expected. And maybe because I'm on the clock because I got to leave soon. So let's go ahead and transition over into talking about a little bit of some of this gaming news. And of course, I want to start off with talking about Assassin's Creed Shadows. Now, my history with the Assassin's Creed series. So, pretty much, I started out with Assassin's Creed 2. And so, pretty much, I played 2, Brotherhood, Revelations. I played a good chunk of 3, never finished it. I played, I'm trying to think. And so from at three is kind of where things started breaking down for me, to where I didn't finish three. I don't think I finished Black Flag. I didn't really play the London one with the twins. And then I'm trying to think of the order of things, whatever, because pretty much I kind of like lost interest in the series a little bit around that time. But I came back for Assassin's Creed Origins. That is so far my favorite one of the series, just as far as like setting and Bayek and his wife and that whole storyline and stuff, whatever. I really enjoy that. I never really played Odyssey, and I played a good little chunk of Valhalla, which on the surface was my type of game because I love Viking stuff, whatever. I really enjoy the environments, whatever, but that game was just so freaking humongous to try to play and to tackle that I never finished it or whatever. And that game also kind of broke me from spending all this money on these expensive versions, these deluxe editions or whatever of games. Because like I said, I bought the deluxe edition and I got access to all the DLCs and expansions or whatever that came out with the game. But I never even finished the baseline game, let alone all this DLC that they put out for years. And then I never played Assassin's Creed Mirage that came out last year, despite I thought about it, and I still, who knows, might one day might circle back to it at some point or whatever, maybe if I catch it on sale. But now with Assassin's Creed Shadows, so this one, so it's slated to come out November 15th of this year, 2024. It will have dual protagonists. So it'll have Yasuke, the black samurai, as well as, I believe her name is, sorry, let me get her name. I think it's like Naoe, something, I can't remember her name, but basically Naoe, I think. She is a female shinobi, and so like I said, it takes place in Japan, so Japanese setting around feudal Japan, 1579. It's only going to be on PS5, the Xbox Series consoles, and PC. And yeah, like I said, so with the dual protagonist, they're going to kind of have like different play styles, to where I would say Yasuke, he'll kind of be more like more physical, action heavy, like the more recent Assassin's Creed games. So like Bayek and Valhalla and stuff like that or whatever. And then Naoe, she'll be more stealthy and nimble and stuff, whatever, like traditional Assassin's Creed games. The setting for it, or the size of the map, they said is about the size of Origins, which I am happy about, because that means, okay, they're bringing it back smaller. I know that they brought it back smaller with Mirage, but just the setting and the dual protagonists and stuff, whatever, sounds super dope to me. Just kind of reading through just some of the other highlights or whatever. Rotating through all the four different seasons, and it's going to change how the environment and stuff reacts to you. You can shoot out lights and you can go prone. And obviously, you know, an area that might have had tall grass in one season, well, later in the fall when it gets colder, that grass is going to die. So those hiding spots are going to leave or whatever. Anywho, the point I'm getting to, whatever, is that this game sounds right up my alley. Now, I don't know if I'm going to get it day one, just because we know how Ubisoft games go on sale extremely fast. So who knows? Maybe if I'm super busy around that time, maybe I'll wait a couple weeks to around Black Friday and catch it on sale for a little bit cheaper. But who knows? This might be one. Because I don't really buy many games lately anyways, just because I've tried to get more in the habit of trying not to buy stuff, whatever, until I maybe feel like I'm in the mood for it. And stuff. So just because I hate now spending full price on the game and then knowing, hey, life is super busy right now, I'm not going to even have time to really even play any games. And then by the time I get around to wanting to play it, it's like half off or even, you know, cheaper or whatever. So so AAC Shadows is coming out this November. I'm excited to see some actual gameplay of it, which we'll probably get at the Ubisoft event at the beginning or beginning to middle of June. So between this and then Star Wars Outlaws, that's two big open worlds Ubisoft games that I'm excited to play, and they're kind of spaced out because Outlaws comes out in August. So hopefully, you know, I can maybe tackle both of these games, whatever, at some point in time. But yeah, so Assassin's Creed Shadows, super dope, super excited for it. And like I said, I'm very keen to see some gameplay stuff of it or whatever. So, and it's kind of funny because I still hadn't played Rise of the Ronin yet or whatever. And at this point, I don't know, maybe I'll get to that during the summer or whatever. But if not, at this point, it's okay. Well, hey, I was wanting a samurai-style game like that because I loved Ghost of Tsushima. And we know there's rumors of Ghost of Tsushima 2 looming on the horizon or whatever that I'll touch on more in a second. But yeah, so, you know, like I said, I really enjoyed the Assassin's Creed games back in the day. And hopefully this will pull me in just like Origins did. All those years ago, that Origins came out right before Vash was born, so freaking 7 years ago now. And so I hold that game very near and dear to my heart because of the time frame it came out, and the main character, he was a father as well and black and stuff like that. So so shout out to AC Shadows, ready to check that out. So next up, I'm gonna just touch on both of these just very quickly. So speaking of Ghost of Tsushima, so first off, there are rumors looming that there is a PlayStation showcase imminent, potentially within the next week or so or whatever. So I'm very interested to see what they're gonna have to show, because they the other day they just revealed the new CEO structure of things over at PlayStation, because the previous CEO, Jim Ryan, retired. And so now they're going with a dual CEO, one of which is Herman Holst, who he's currently the president of like PlayStation Studios, or the CEO of PlayStation Studios, however that's titled or whatever. And he, before that, he was the head of Guerrilla Games, which is a studio that did Killzone and the Horizon Zero Dawn, Horizon Forbidden West games or whatever. And he has risen up the ranks. Well, he is now going to be the CEO of all the PlayStation Studio stuff, with the first party games and dealing with all the TV media app adaptations and stuff, whatever. And then there's another guy, I don't remember his name, but he's going to handle more of like the hardware and online aspects of the business or whatever. So with this new corporate structure or whatever, with this news of the showcase coming up, whatever, and PlayStation recently had their financial call where they, you know, revealed, you know, big sales and stuff of the PS5 still going strong and things of that nature, whatever. And also, of course, the big rumors also of the PlayStation 5 Pro potentially coming out later this year as well. So very excited to see where things going with PlayStation. Though on the flip side, they kind of stepped on a rake a couple weeks ago, whatever, to where they basically kicked the hornet's nest of Helldivers 2 on PC, because that game has been selling phenomenally. I think they just announced it sold 12 million copies so far, which already puts it in like the top 10, or maybe even like the top 7 best selling PlayStation series of all time already, and it's only been out for less than 6 months. But they implemented a change on PC requiring linking your Steam account with the PSN account, and that like derailed their momentum or whatever, because over 100 plus countries that they were selling Helldivers 2 in, PlayStation doesn't even provide PlayStation Network in those hundreds, like 170 countries or whatever, or 150 whatever countries. And so it was a whole debacle. They ended up rolling it back, whatever. But it was like, man, like, leave good stuff alone. Like this, like Helldivers 2 was just on cruise control, rising in sales and popularity or whatever. And they're like, oh, hey, let's change this. And then all heck breaks loose or whatever. So, so that's the craziness with PlayStation. On the flip side with Xbox, man, so they announced last week that they closed Tango Gameworks, which is a studio that did The Evil Within and Ghostwire Tokyo, and more recently Hi-Fi Rush, which is a game I really enjoyed, and Arcane Austin, which this is the studio that, yes, they put out Redfall last year, but before then they put out Prey, and then also worked with the other part of Arcane Leon on the Dishonored series. So, and there are some other smaller teams that got closed as well, but these are the two big high profile ones. And it's like, on one side it's like, okay, sure, you might can understand the case for Arcane Austin because of what happened with Redfall, but then in turn as well, on the opposite side of that, you had Tango, who had good success with Hi-Fi Rush last year, and they just released that on PS5 barely a month ago and stuff, and they're like, we're closing you down. And it's like, what are y'all doing? So it's like, there's so much turmoil and chaos going on the Xbox side of things, because obviously, like, Game Pass sales have stagnated, and they're kind of at a fork in the road situation with the upcoming Call of Duty, because there's like internal discussions about if whether or not they're going to put, or how they're going to handle the new Call of Duty game in relation to Game Pass, because we all know every year Call of Duty is one of, if not the highest selling game of the year, and it's like, you're gonna lop yourself off at the knees putting this in Game Pass or whatever. And it's like, okay, yeah, you might maybe get a few subscribers or whatever, but it's like the potential money they might be leaving behind doing that, it's crazy or whatever. So, but yeah, it's just been very interesting, like, to just watching all this stuff happening with Xbox and stuff, whatever, in recent months, like I said, especially since the Activision Blizzard stuff happened. So yeah, so we'll see how things play out with them. I know today they just released a big update for Starfield or whatever, adding a bunch of new features and stuff, whatever, to the game. And the Shattered Space expansion is coming out later this year, with rumors of the game probably going to be coming over to PS5 not long after that. So yeah, so, and then they have their showcase in a month as well, in June, so it's gonna be very interesting to see what they might announce and show off and things of that nature. And I still have to check out the Fallout TV show, but me and my wife are both wanting to watch that, so it's kind of tough. We're trying to align our schedules to start watching it or whatever. So, but yeah, I look forward to hopefully checking out the Fallout TV show soon, because I've heard nothing but pretty much great things about that lately and stuff. So, but yeah, so I think that's it as far as, like, what I want to touch on with high level gaming news stuff, whatever. I do want to say I'm trying to get back in the groove of using my PlayStation Portal more, to squeezing in, because that's the reason why I got it, to try to squeeze in a little bit more game time and stuff here and there where I can. But yeah, so lastly, wrapping up this episode, I just want to briefly touch on some anime stuff. So this spring season for me has been pretty dope. I have, like, my handful of shows that are, like, my must watches every week. And so, yeah, so I'm going to touch on that very briefly, whatever, because I got to hit the road in, like, 10 minutes. So, before my son comes knocking. So, So some of like these standout shows for me so far, because like I said, we're about halfway through this spring anime season. Of course, shout out to the homies over at My Chick Waifu Podcast, who just did their midterms episode. But the must watches that I've been keeping up with so far has been, of course, Windbreaker, the delinquent anime. I'm still watching Delicious in Dungeon or whatever, but that's still a carryover from the previous season. Kaiju number 8, I'm like loosely watching it, but I'm not stuck on catching up with it because I already read the manga for it. Go-Go Loser Ranger is a big highlight for me because it's been a while since I've read a lot of that material or whatever, so it's been very cool seeing that adapted, and I'm happy that a lot of people have been checking it out and picking it up. So shout out to Go-Go Loser Ranger. I've been enjoying watching The Fable, which is about the hitman who has to take a year off from killing or whatever and trying to live a normal life for a year. So that's been pretty interesting and fun to watch so far. Reincarnated as a aristocrat, I'll use my appraisal skill to rise in the world. That's been a very awesome and wholesome show to watch every week or whatever, and just seeing this main character who I just kind of love the theme of his ability is basically seeing the potential in other people and how he conversates with people and bring them together and things of that nature. So that's been a must watch for me every week. Trying to the End of the World, that's also been a very fun and quirky mystery episode, to where it's just like every episode in every location that they go to, it's like, okay, how did the 7G incident affect people in this area as these girls are traveling on their journey to try to find their friend all these cities away or whatever. So, and like I said, forgive me for speed blitzing through this whatever, but I'm just short on time. Another one I've been unexpectedly enjoying was it's a baseball anime called Oblivion Battery. And so that one, it has, I'm kind of hit or miss with some of like the comedic beats and stuff in it or whatever, but at its soul, I'm really enjoying the relationship of these characters and stuff. So so that's been like a very fun and sometimes heartwarming show to watch, with very high production value and stuff. A couple of fun mindless ones I've been enjoying have been Remonster. That's just been just kind of just like junk food each week, as well as what is this, Chilling in Another World with my level 2 super cheap powers. Both of those are just kind of just like dumb fun. I love watching every Monday and stuff. And my most chill, relaxing anime I've been really enjoying is Bartender. Bartender is so freaking good. It is so freaking fun. I just really like the main group of characters and how they get very deep and thought-provoking with the kind of customer or problem of the week, and then how the main bartender guy can have these conversations with these people and kind of give them some potential life advice and stuff, while also preparing the perfect drink for what they need in that moment. So that's a really nice one. And then the kind of last one I want to shout out, that I just started watching, and I binge watched all 6 of the current episodes for this, and that is Yatagarasu, The Raven Does Not Choose Its Master. And the best kind of like short summary I can kind of give this is that it kind of has a little bit of Apothecary Diaries vibes mixed with Raven of the Inner Palace vibes, to where it's kind of like this, like I think it's kind of like a Chinese imperial setting that deals with these 4 or 5 houses that are that all have ladies that are trying to win over the heart of the prince, the heir or whatever. But of course, there's a lot of like political drama and intrigue and murder and mysteries and different things going on and the background and stuff, whatever, that is just like very intriguing to see, along with there's a little bit of like fantasy and mystical elements and stuff mixed in there as well. But yeah, so that's in a quick nutshell what I've been enjoying watching so far. Oh, and also honorable mention to Jellyfish Can't Swim at Night. So I'm a few episodes behind on that, but I have also been enjoying that. And yeah, so this is a kind of a short, sweet, and compact episode because I got leaving like 5 minutes. But thank you so much for watching and or listening, and I hope everybody out there has been doing well. Like I said, my life has been extremely busy and stuff. And like I said, you know, hopefully it's not another month before I do another episode. But I'm trying to slowly get ramped back up and get back into the swing of things. And hopefully I might have maybe a couple surprises sprinkled here and there for y'all. And hopefully the not so far future. But yeah, like I said, I appreciate all the love, kindness, and support that everybody out there always shows me. And yeah, so as always, you can find me everywhere at Dad Needs to Talk. And yeah, as I always say, treat yourself to something nice, read some manga, watch some anime, TV shows, and movies, and play some video games, and of course, live your best life. And with that, I am out. Thank you so much for watching and or listening. And I might have some movies to talk about next time I record, because I forgot to talk about how I went and saw Challengers, the new Zendaya tennis movie. That was really dope. That was a experience. And hopefully I'll get to go see the new Planet of the Apes movie too. So, Benu, I got to run. My kids and family need me. But I'll catch you on the next one. Take care. Peace.